Hello and welcome to the Legendary Frogcast. I'm going to be your host, Joseph Planchette. But first, I wanted to do a little bit of self-promotion and give a little shout-out to my other podcast, Legendary Frogcast Play D&D Together. It's less of a podcast, but more of a live play D&D show where we record our D&D sessions. We've been doing it for a couple years now, and we just started two new campaigns. There are a few episodes in each, and I think this would be a good time to advertise the show again. The first campaign is an official Wizards campaign called The Wild Beyond the Witchlight. It's a very RP-heavy adventure. I DM'd this one, and it's been a lot of fun so far. It takes place in the Feywild in the D&D universe, so it's very kind of a whimsical setting. And it stars the same players that we did Waterdeep Dragon Heist, which is another campaign we did on the show. And we're having a lot of fun with that so far, and that's on episode 5 right now. So if you want to go catch up on that, it wouldn't be too hard. The other campaign is actually from the Adventures League, which is kind of a drop-in, drop-out thing that Wizards of the Coast does in the before times, like at game stores. Like, people would come in 1 week with their character, play a little adventure, and then they could drop in and drop out when they need to. But we have a Adventures League campaign called Eberron Oracle of War, which Mark is DMing. I'm a player in that. And it features a lot of the people who are on the podcast, like Dustin and Mark. Dustin and Randy are on there. Mark's the DM. And plus some other players from for the other D&D campaigns that I DM'd. So that's going to start. It's a little less serious than the Witchlight one, but still have a lot of fun on that one. So if you want to go check it out, you can go to anchor.fm/lfrogdnd. And that will give you links to all sorts of places to listen to it, like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music and all these places. But you can also find videos of the games on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/josephblanchette. It's not a fancy streamer setup. It's basically just recording my screen. But you'd be able to see the icons and the artwork and all that stuff. And I'm thinking one day I might try streaming one of the games, be a little more, like have some VTuber pings as avatars and stuff like that. But I just want to give a shout out to the D&D show. It is just us playing D&D for 3 hours, but if you enjoy that kind of thing, it'd be a nice thing to put in the background as you work or you draw and stuff like that. So, enjoy the podcast about the MCU and ignore the Discord sounds and see you guys later. Bye. Dustin, welcome to the Legendary Frogcast. Tell me about, power spray simulator, whatever you're playing.
Power wash simulator. It is, I've heard you describe it as such, as a power chore, as a chore core game.
Chore core.
Yeah.
Chore core. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
It's a game where, it's like House Slipper, where you just have to, clean stuff, and it's satisfying.
Well, yeah.
It's stuff that you don't want to do in real life, but when it's a video game, it's, relaxing.
You get to use a power washer, which is something that most people shouldn't do in real life because, it would probably cause more damage with it than cleaning anything. If we're being all perfectly honest with ourselves.
So this is the podcast, by the way. Top 5 short core games, go.
I don't know. Would you count? Wait, would stuff like Harvest Moon and, Stardew Valley count?
Yeah, it's like shore core / farming.
Yeah, I would say those would probably count.
Shore core came a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Retroactively, yeah.
Well. Yeah, I mean, it's, I would say stuff like that. Maybe, you said House Flipper's another good one. Let me see here. Maybe like Cooking Mama, stuff like.
Yeah, it's more of a mini games though. You're not actually if there was a cooking chore core, you'd be literally waiting for stuff to.
Oh, what about? Would you count Surgeon Simulator?
I think short core means stuff like, I guess like House Flipper. Anyway, this is the podcast I was saying. You know who loves short core? Kamala Khan.
Ah.
I see you, Kamala.
She does. She.
I'll come back to this later, and we'll focus on the podcast for now.
Well, yes, you know, I can make your whole list for you, Dustin. I already know it. It's the ultimate in farming and chores and everything, and there's nothing that surpasses it, and that's Monster Hunter.
Well, Scorpio was the ultimate chore. Yeah. It's just playing it's a chore. Oh.
Oh! Joey, I might have to tan your hide in some classic arcade games later for that.
That's some dim sum fighting words.
No, but back to the Marvel stuff. So, starting with Ms. Marvel?
Yeah, so I wanted to do this for a few weeks, just reviewing Thor and Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. But then I started to think, it's like, these movies and shows have been kind of divisive, and so have, like, a lot of Phase 4 stuff. So, like, let's talk about MCU, like, overload or fatigue, mm-hmm. if it even is real, or if there really is a quality problem going on. Mm-hmm. And then, just yesterday, the San Diego Comic-Con is back with a vengeance after 2 years.
And bopping. And bopping.
Huge spreader event. And not only for COVID, but, like, watch out for that monkeypox.
No, seriously.
They're probably going to be a push for people to get monkeypox vaccine. Do it.
And, of course, there was a huge MCU and DC, like, blowout of all that stuff. And So, Let's start by introducing ourselves. I'm Joseph Planchette, your host. With me is Dustin Watts.
Ahoy, hoy, hoy, hoy.
And Randy Keepers.
Yeah, it's me!
We have the only on 2 hours of sleep Randy today, so he's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be a blast.
I'm always a blast.
I am always delightful!
You are a pleasure to work with and be around.
Thank you kindly.
So, what did you guys think? We're not going to go into super detail, but of Ms. Marvel. Let's start with Ms. Marvel first.
Okay. Well, I can condense all my thoughts into a single paragraph, because realistically speaking, thankfully the show was not terribly complicated. There was not a whole lot going on, but I honestly didn't mind that. Like, it didn't bother me at all. Kamala made a lot of really weird mistakes. She was awkward. She was weird. There was a lot of, you know, referential stuff, but she did everything realistically. Like, she was believably a teenager. And I think her actress is even, you know, a teenager as well. And if she's not, then she's the youngest looking adult I've ever seen.
Yeah, but she's kind of like Tom Holland, where she kind of like looks young, but I think she's 20 now.
19.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yes, okay. She is a teenager then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, when they filmed it, she definitely was.
Oh yeah, yeah. And so for me, I thought she was endearing. I thought the show was pretty good. I enjoyed it, but like I wouldn't marathon it the way I normally would with other MCU properties, but it was a nice change of pace for me, and that's all I can really like say about it.
Yeah,
I would definitely say this was a show that needed time to breathe. Mm-hmm. So if you're watching it after it's over, maybe make it an episode a day.
Yeah,
don't just plow through it. It will exhaust you.
I don't know about exhausting.
Maybe not exhaust, but you know what I mean. It's you need to digest a little between each episode.
So I adored the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala, is it Kelmala or Kamala?
Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamala. I thought she was super endearing. I loved her. I love how she was a Marvel fangirl just like everyone else, like all of us. And I really liked the first two episodes when she was discovering her powers. And then the third one was good also, but then like some weird stuff started popping up. And then it went into, let's take a side trip to Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this feels like a different show. We're starting to get into like other dimensions and secret societies. Mm-hmm. And this girl had her powers for like 2 days.
Feels like kind of dropping us in the deep end.
Yeah, and I thought the show was a lot more interesting. Well, it was just her discovering her powers and trying to be a hero, and I thought damage control was a good like counter to that, and I kind of feel like there should have been like a super minor villain that she had to face.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, you know, this ancient interdimensional beings in which you are also like related to, mm-hmm, distantly, are trying to merge universes. I was like, oh, well, that seems okay. Weird.
It feels like this was supposed to be longer, but then, well, you know, the Backstreet Boys reunion tour.
Yeah, they kind of confirmed that the bad guys were supposed to have like more stuff going on, but like this was one of those early COVID shoots, so couldn't necessarily get schedules to work. Yeah, it felt like season two stuff. It's like, have her discover her origins in season two.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes more sense. But I liked how we had the different cultures, you know, for like in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that got in. But if everything was like the first like three episodes in episode six, like this is probably my favorite, like right up there with like Moon Knight.
Ooh.
With how much I liked it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's that far up with me, but I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's, you know, it's been pretty par on the course for Marvel so far.
That's right, just because I think it's like, I think Kamala's is really fun, and her friend is fun, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She's so fun. He's fun. They're all fun, and you know, it feels really. Like, I don't want to say grounded, because, you know, it's a fantasy series. But it does really... Because, like, Kamala is very human, you know? She's a person, and she does things people would do. And you see a lot of her interpersonal relationships. You see her motivations. You see what matters to her and things like that. So it makes her stand out a lot. As far as a character who values things and values people and has values that are outside of, you know, I'm the God of Thunder, or I'm Captain America and I have to be good, or I'm Iron Man and whatever the movie says I care about, you know, like Kamala, she feels like a fleshed out human being. She feels like a person. And like, and I know there are a lot of people who are really critical of the show being like, oh, what? Cringe. And I'm like, teenagers are cringe.
Yeah.
Like, she's the cringy things she does and thinks is par for the course for normal teenagers. She's a human being, and like, and that's what I love so much about her. She has genuine passion for things. She has genuine wonder about things. She's genuinely cool about things, and she's a genuinely interesting person. So yeah, that's
one thing we're definitely getting into after Endgame is the legacy of all these heroes.
Yeah.
So like we had Kate Bishop, you know, be the new Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I don't know how they'll show up now, but we have like Wanda's kids, mm-hmm, and Cassie's going to be a hero in Ant-Man. So we have like all, you know, the new batch of heroes that actually have like someone to look up to, like their mentors or parents and stuff.
I mean, and, we basically have like the whole, all the Young Avengers so far.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think. Hold on.
Yeah, so like characters like, you know, like Spider-Man is one of those two who looked up to Tony. It's like these characters like, oh, I have these powers and I know what superheroes are. I need to live up to these. And Kamala is definitely one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the like the most relatable too, because she is literally just a kind of a normal person.
Yeah.
in the MCU, because like Spider-Man almost immediately became friends with like Tony Stark and all that stuff, and got all these like high tech gadgets. And she is going to be in the Marvels, so like it's definitely going to change because she's going to be hanging around with the actual Carol Danvers and all that stuff. So moving on, movie that came out a week or so ago, Thor: Love and Thunder. What do you guys think of that movie?
I thought it was pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed it because it went in directions that I didn't expect.
I'll agree with that.
I
legitimately thought that they were just going to replace Thor. I thought this would be the passing of the torch movie. Like that's what I thought it was. I thought there would be torch passing.
I didn't think that was going to happen because I didn't feel like it. I have a feeling we've got one more Thor movie in us.
Or he's going to show up somewhere later.
Yeah,
because the way I felt like it was gearing up was just basically replacing, replacing Chris. Because, it's like we got this whole new generation of heroes and, you know, why not have the new generation of heroes include Jane Foster, and then they pull a fast one and completely subvert my expectations. And I also like I guess minor spoiler, but like the bad guy wins. I like that. And that with his victory, he chose something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's definitely the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, he chose compassion over vengeance, and that's really cool. You know, I really like
that. He had all the power in the world, and he could have quite literally changed the face of the universe. And what did he do with it? He just made right one major. He chose life. He chose love.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In many ways, he's almost a foil to. He's almost like an anti Thanos.
Mm-hmm. I also like that it didn't end with a giant space laser.
Hey. There was a giant space laser, but it didn't end with it.
I don't remember where that happened, but.
He's using the Bifrost as a key. It's a short range laser, you know.
Yeah.
Still a laser, but you know, we'll get there.
So this is kind of what I want to get into with the second topic is, you know, as much as people seem to love Ragnarok and like people are really looking forward to this, and it seems like audiences are kind of split about this movie, saying like Taika Waititi like went off the rails on this one. So what do you guys think about that?
Okay, Taika Waititi doesn't do rails, ever. So why would he start now?
He is off the rails.
Yeah. Taika Waititi is off the rails at base level.
But that's really not the question. Saying like, oh, Taika Waititi is this way, like that's obvious. Like, is that the right fit for like the MCU? Because people are saying like. This didn't feel like it was taking itself too seriously, and like some people didn't like that.
I mean, okay. Why are people wanting their superheroes to be serious? Marvel doesn't have to be serious. We need there has to be some sort of balance. Everybody wants their superheroes to be all. Grim and dark and gritty and ugly.
Also not just that. I kind of noticed this too, that like the pacing of the movie, some of the editing, like a lot of emphasis was just placed on like being wacky.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
And threw off the vibe. But, like, it's like, yeah, fun Thor is fun, but like, shouldn't you kind of be focused on some other elements for part of the movie so it has a little more depth to it, you know, things like that. So that's kind of more what I'm talking about. And like Ragnarok was not even like that because it focused on fun stuff the whole time, but it also didn't have a lot of super serious stuff going on in it, even though it was like Ragnarok, the end of the world.
It's kind of a balance. As I said, it's kind of, I think what it is sort of a railing against what has been happening with a lot of superhero media outside of Marvel, which is, as I said, it's got to be all grim and dark, and the heroes don't have to be heroic. Give me a minute. I need to rant about something. The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And the comic and the show. I don't get why people like them. I don't.
Well, the
Garth, show... for one thing, Garth Ennis is an absolute hack.
Well, the show is demonstrably better than the comic.
True.
While the show does have dynamic stakes and things like that, the same cynical message is still apparent, but at least it's not as mean-spirited as the comic is.
Yes.
When you were winding up with this, in the back of my head, I was thinking, you know, what if out of all this, we end up getting a really good adaptation of Kingdom Come? Because if that has to happen, I am on board. Let's get the grimdark going. Let's get real gross and cynical. Let's get another Bronze Age to happen. And then Kingdom Come will mean something. Anyway.
I mean, he's not... if we get something like a Kingdom Come, which, by the way, if you don't know what that is probably one of the best DC comics. It's one of the best comic miniseries ever made.
Yeah, and the reason why it was so important is because of when it was made. Because it was made during the height of the Bronze Age, when heroes weren't heroic, when heroes were anti-heroes for the most part, when good and evil were just really ambiguous and stuff like that. It was made as a direct response to the exact cynicism we see from The Boys. Now it's crazy that Kingdom Come came out way before The Boys did, but it's wild to me that the cynicism in The Boys is directly addressed in Kingdom Come years before The Boys even came out.
It's almost as if the people who had that kind of cynicism in the comics industry and entertainment in general are still there.
Yeah, well, I mean, they'll always be there. The thing is that that's memetics, dude. But this wasn't a conversation about memetics in the comics industry. This is about Thor, though.
I also think The Boys, it is, you know, very cynical, but it's also necessarily not about superheroes.
Yeah.
Book superheroes. What if, like, normal people who are assholes were given powers by corporations.
Yeah.
It's like, that doesn't make them Superman who has good morals, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but that's more the show. The comic is just, the comic is 100% authentic, actual downward punching all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Superheroes getting merciless, or costumed superheroes mercilessly getting butchered by superheroes who are just wearing trench coats. You know,
But you can back me up on the Garth Ennis is a hack thing.
Oh, he absolutely is. But my point is that we're gonna get back into the orbit of Thor.
I get where
Joey's coming from, though.
So I think this is what happened with Thor. Mm-hmm. What's the guy's name? Something Feige.
Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige was like, people really like Ragnarok. Why don't we just sneak in another Thor movie and let this Taika go wild? Doesn't have to affect anything. Doesn't have to be major. We'll just give him another Thor movie. And also at the same time, it's like, uh-oh, making movies just became a lot harder. So let's see how he handles it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what happened, because they relied a lot on the volume technology, which is like a virtual set, which are using a lot in like Mandalorian and Star Wars and now movies. So it just has like a different feel to it. Like, and some people like it, some people don't. But I kind of just took it as, it's like, it's a classic Thor adventure. It's just them having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had fun with it. I did enjoy the movie a lot. There are some things that the cinematic snobs will be like, oh, you know, this is an issue, this is an issue, that is an issue. But I was thoroughly entertained throughout the film. That's the goal. You know, that's,
can we special notes?
Yes.
Special notes go to the continuation of the Thor is a Play saga, now featuring Sam Neill and what was his name?
It's gonna
bother me until I remember it.
Matt Damon.
No. It was Matt Damon and Luke Helm, and you know
Luke Hemsworth.
Hemsworth, but yeah. They also added. Just said his name.
Sam Neill was in the first one too.
It's Sam Neill, and then they had a new one who was playing Hell. Excuse me.
Yeah. What's her name? She's in like Bridesmaids and Ghostbusters and
yeah.
All those movies. My brain is Melissa McCarthy. I'm literally having Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
My brain is I'm having a literal brain fart right now.
No, it's like fine. Thor is a play. What are you talking about? That wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
Thor is a
I know it was. I'm kidding.
And you know what I thought would get old, but didn't get old throughout the entire movie, because every single time it happened, it got a response out of me, and I couldn't not laugh every time it happened. But the goats. I could not laugh.
Screaming goats.
people were saying, like, people weren't laughing in the movie. And, like, my theater was pretty responsive, but I thought the movie was pretty funny. Like,
yeah.
I love when each time Stormbreaker would, like, get jealous of Mjolnir.
Yeah.
The one scene that just sort of floated in camera.
Oh, there you are.
There is a lot of personality. I really think it is that I feel like a lot of people do want to think that, you know, we have to treat comics seriously or comic book movies seriously, and we have to treat it, you know, but like this whole movie had been billed to be a silly ride. It had been, you know, it had been advertised to be silly. It had been advertised to be funny. And like, and I know that there are a lot of times where they do talk about some serious stuff. Like, when people were like, they get out of the theater, like, oh man, Gore the God Butcher sucked. And I'm like, what, were you even watching the same movie I was? We have not had a villain who had such a good reason to be a villain. Like, we have not had that in Marvel. Like, where you go, yeah, you know what? Kill the gods. Do it. Yeah. You know, like,
apparently there were some more scenes with him in it, actually like doing the god slaying.
Yeah.
But they, like, for some reason Marvel wanted it under 2 hours, so they decided to cut a lot of it out.
Russell Crowe as Zeus. Once again bringing about my favorite version of Zeus, which is Zeus as a humongous, pardon my French, dick.
Yeah, and I
as
also,
he should be.
I don't want to be a douchebag slapping the ball out of the air while you were throwing it there, Dustin, but Joey was literally in the middle of a thought.
I'm sorry.
I was just saying, like, I think he could have used a couple more scenes, but he was, like, Christian Bale, his performance is really good.
Yeah.
He was creepy. Absolutely. And like, it was a pretty, you know, pretty good motivation. More than like, you know, people rip on Malekith because he had nothing to do. Yeah. But like, this was better with that. I just think it's a lot of the discourse is like, I don't know, it seemed to be not as well made as Ragnarok in some people's eyes. So I don't know.
Oh yeah, well, people razzing some of the special effects, but yeah,
that's a different issue. It's not.
I don't know.
It's not a. Well, I guess it's the movie's fault because the people making, who are like organizing the movie, aren't giving people enough time to do special effects. So.
That's a whole big can of worms to which I respond. I hope that the VFX houses unionize.
Mm-hmm.
That's because, you know, they're getting, they are getting crunched hard, and they're one of the few parts of the Hollywood that aren't unionized.
Mm-hmm. And part of it's because of Marvel, because they have so many darn projects.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll go over it. Like, there's so many Marvel things over the next few years. Like, TV shows and movies. It's so weird, too, but because, like, people complain about some of the special effects in Thor, but then they find, or these other movies, then they find out this one part was computer-generated and they had no idea. So it just all has, it all depends on how much time is put into these certain effect shots.
And then there was that moment where basically, it was part of some sort of interview or something where he was razzing on some of the, where Taika Waititi was razzing on some of the special effects, and I'm like, do you really want, and I was like, and I just kind of went mentally like, no, bro, you don't want to do this.
Yeah, I know it was probably not meant to be mean-spirited, but like, doing that for your own movie, when it's like, oh, this kind of looks kind of crappy, knowing, maybe not knowing, but like how much work goes into it. It's like, well, they did their best for this 5-second shot that they had no time to actually like render all the lighting correctly.
Yeah.
That will lead into the quality of Phase 4, which I know has been definitely affected by lockdowns.
Indeed.
And all that stuff. But also, I just think, even the stuff that was filmed mostly before that, like, hasn't been like up to quality as some of the other stuff.
Mm.
Been a bit. I would say it's a bit. People have been saying, and I kind of agree, it's been a bit rudderless. We don't really know where it's going.
Well, I think that's okay. I think this is the startup, and like we'll talk about later, like the movies that are coming are really going to, because they're calling this the multiverse saga. And like, you know, it doesn't have to, it's like, you don't have to get to Thanos like in the first phase, you know, we'll get there eventually.
And we're still and Phase 4 is still going on till the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So we've got one more movie and one more full TV series. And 2 specials.
So like, I was kind of thinking, you know, we did a whole show about Multiverse of Madness, but the more I, you know, when I watched that movie again at home and I thought about it more, this movie really suffered from them not knowing how WandaVision ended, necessarily. Because from what I hear, she basically finished WandaVision and then went on a plane to film Multiverse of Madness. And so that means that Multiverse of Madness, like, the script just knew the bare bones about what would happen with the character and the universe, and wrote an entire movie based off that. And it almost felt like I don't think it's a very good payoff for what happened in WandaVision, ultimately. No. And that's one of those things where, like, since they didn't space these things out and they filmed everything at the same time, it's like, do they just have too much on their plate? Like, if they had more time to write. If they knew Wanda was going to be in Doctor Strange, which I kind of think Doctor Strange just needed his own movie without Wanda in it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Should they, like, have made sure it's like, okay, this is how people responded to WandaVision. Let's make sure we pay off all these things in her next appearance. So, like, is there just too much going on now, do you think? Because I think the same can be said with Loki and the multiverse stuff. Like, he kind of addresses it. But that's more timeline, though, not multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm rambling. So what do you think of, like, quality of Phase 4 overall?
Honestly, it's not been bad. It had kind of a rough start due to, you know, things.
We can say it. Don't worry.
I know, we don't get demonetized for it anymore.
We can say the words.
Yeah, the pandemic absolutely just rear-ended development of Phase 4.
Mm-hmm.
From, I mean, just cut it out from the knees.
I mean, I know it definitely changed the order of things. Like, Star Trek was supposed to come out before Spider-Man. And that kind of changed what people thought of the multiverse a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, like, America Chavez was supposed to be in Spider-Man because she was introduced in, or at least, you know, it was in the concept stages, but, yeah, like, she was supposed to be in Spider-Man to help out with, like, the wizarding stuff. And when they switched it around, they decided to give those powers to, like, to Ned. So that's why he does wizard stuff in that movie.
Yeah. And then, what a Black Widow kept getting shuffled around the movie schedule because they couldn't figure out if or even when they were going to release it in theaters. And then, well, they kind of did and didn't. And did.
Yeah. What's the movie least affected by the actual pandemic, like, production-wise?
Yeah, it was just...
because it was filmed all before it.
It was just... production-wise, it was fine. But release schedule, it was kind of...
Well, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That was all movies, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm amazed Shang-Chi turned out as good as it did, because that was one of those movies that got delayed production-wise, like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. And The Eternals, well... The Eternals.
Yeah, I was going to say, The Eternals was... Okay, now, I think I mentioned during the podcast, I love high-concept... sci-fi. I love weird nonsense like that. But now that I'm, like, looking at it, you know, from, you know, it's in the rear view, it does feel like a lot of it was just trying to set up more not cosmic threats, but more threats for us to look out for later. Because, you know, we do need more villains. You know,
yeah.
And yeah, so
we need to let people know that these Celestials exist, that they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hope they make good on all the stuff that went on here. Sorry. Hope they make good on all the characters and plot points that they set up. Because, like, the MCU is full of, like in Multiverse of Madness, like Mordo. The big thing was going to be Mordo, you know, trying to get rid of all the magic. Well, they kind of got rid of that. Once they decided, Wanda was going to be the villain.
Yeah, in fact, there wasn't... I think we mentioned it in the podcast about the deleted scene where Wanda just straight up murked Mordo. But yeah. I think they rolled that back because they were like, no, we got plans for him.
Yeah.
Plus they wanted the Wanda thing to be a little more of a surprise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Eternals is like... I enjoy it, but when I was rewatching it, I was like, this was a lot more interesting when I didn't know when it was all, like, discovering stuff. Otherwise, it's a 2.5-hour movie of, like, people being sad.
Yeah.
What is great about it is that amazing shot of the Eternal coming, or the Celestial coming out of the ocean and being frozen in granite. Yeah. That's so cool.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah, I love that. That's cool. And then the Celestial showing up in the sky and being like, "Oh, yoink!"
That one's supposed to happen. What the hell was that? Okay, we're gonna go have a talk now. Yoink!
We're gonna have a very long discussion about this whole thing. You're in so much trouble, young lady.
Mm-hmm. So I think that really, looking back, the only two that felt like could have planned things better was Doctor Strange and Love and Thunder. Like, it seemed to lack a little bit of I think Multiverse of Madness was good for the type of movie Sam Raimi wanted to make. But I kind of wish, I think the Wanda stuff could have been better, even though in that movie she's good. Mm-hmm. But, in the overall Wanda narrative, I was I kind of missed the mark a little bit. Just rail in Thor a tiny bit. Not in terms of, I thought it was too funny or too whatever, but, it could have had more of gore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, maybe of Jane's, predicament a little bit more.
Things like that.
And we barely got to... And we got a new character introduced at the very end of the movie that looks like it may have a lot of implications. Who was also played by... Chris Hemsworth. Daughter.
He let her say a bad word.
Bro. Yep. Bro.
Yeah. There's pictures of, apparently she was on the set a lot of the movie, so it's they have chemistry. Let's put him in there. All right.
We still have things to go in the phase four, which I'm assuming we're about to talk about.
She-Hulk comes out in a few weeks, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about it, especially with all the new stuff we've seen. I
like this new trailer a lot more than the first one.
I agree.
People were dogging on the special effects, but I think they looked better in this new trailer. Just probably because they had time to work on it a little bit more, fix some stuff. I got the humor a little bit more. Apparently there's third wall breaking and stuff like that. Like a sitcom.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually physically doubled over laughing at when she just turns and looks directly at the camera and says something, and then Bruce is like, "What?" And she's like,
"She's safe looking over there."
Yeah, it was perfect, and I'm like, "Oh, we get." Oh,
this is a show. They're gonna have fun.
they're leaning into it, and I know people are gonna be like a Deadpool ripoff, and I'm like, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be screaming from this podium until the cows come home.
And kind of like WandaVision, this is gonna be a half hour per episode, and they're gonna have 9 episodes as opposed to 6.
Yay!
And they said, this is basically going to be something you would watch on Friday nights about a single female lawyer.
Yay, Futurama reference.
Yeah. So, I hope that's fun. I know some people think she should be bulkier and stuff, but...
I think she's fine. I do. Fine. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. I know you're about to mention one thing, but y'all kind of forgot. Everyone seems to forget this exists. There's supposed to be a Halloween special that we don't even know the title of yet. But it's going to be either one of two things. Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be either one of two things. It's either going to be a Werewolf by Night, or it's going to be about Werewolf by Night, and it's going to be titled something like... Crypt of Shadows. That's it. But it's good that we know it's going to be about Werewolf by Night, but we don't know the name of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and of all the things they didn't talk about or reveal at the thing. That's kind of, it's kind of weird. Especially since it's coming out literally this October.
I mean, they don't have like the Guardians Christmas special or I Am Groot on here. I think those are, like, I think James Gunn even said that, he said that I Am Groot isn't necessarily canon, but I think the Christmas special is. But they're, yeah, like, specials, so that's why I don't think they're listening, yeah, on this big timeline here.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, I forgot about that. I thought it was next year.
No, I'm looking at the list. It is this October.
Okay. Yeah, so we got our first look at Wakanda Forever. What do you guys think of that?
Bold move bringing in Namor at this point.
Yeah, I don't really think it's really bold.
Actually, you got a point. It's pretty much, I mean, who's left at this point?
Yeah.
I think the angle they're going with is that Atlanteans were like Wakandans at one point and they split off. I think that's what they're doing here.
Maybe. But it does look, yeah, pretty interesting. It's cool that Atlanteans are happening and, yeah, and that we're getting them. It does seem like we'll be getting a new Black Panther, and we'll get to see who that is, which is pretty cool. It is very interesting, very heartfelt, you know, gave me a twist in the heart when seeing the, yeah, memorial picture for T'Challa and stuff like that. So I think they do confirm that T'Challa did pass away.
And yeah, so, in universe, yeah.
Yeah, in universe. And so
it's one of those, I mean, it's like, was super tragic when it happened. And it must have been a hard decision. It's like, do we recast him or write it into the narrative?
Mm-hmm.
And part of me, and I kind of still feel like this, I think T'Challa probably should have been recast, but also he was so iconic in that role, it would just seem wrong.
Yeah.
Because I do think T'Challa living on from a story purpose is obviously something they would want to happen, but it's like, it doesn't seem right.
Yeah, no, I agree with that too. It doesn't, but because, like, gosh darn it, Chadwick Boseman, how dare you do such a good job playing this character, mm-hmm, that when you passed away, you'd leave this this hole in our hearts and this hole in this cinematic universe. But, you know, more than anything, I appreciate that they're not going to, like, try to digitally reconstruct his face and, I mean, you know, try to do. Although, with his official Twitter account, they did retweet the Wakanda Forever thing, and that was, I think that's in bad taste, in my opinion, but
yeah, like a deceased person's social media, you should probably leave it be,
but
I mean, like, it's I don't think it's offensive or anything about what they retweeted, but yeah, just, you know. So we didn't get much from the trailer, obviously, but we, for people in the know, like, it's like, yeah, that's Namor the Submariner, and Atlanteans. And it's like, why is there Avatar and Aquaman scenes in my Black Panther trailer? I'm not really sure, but...
Yeah, I mean, and it's about time that Namor showed up, being the last of the, you know, being the last of the characters that were kind of held hostage by Universal for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he was supposed to be in Doctor Strange as one of the Illuminati, mm-hmm, but they just didn't think it was the right one. Yeah, like, but they didn't think it was the right time to introduce him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The more I find out about that Illuminati scene, the more, like, it felt like it was, like, just patched together almost at the last minute. Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart wasn't, well, obviously because of the pandemic it made it hard, but, like, Patrick Stewart wasn't with anyone else. The guy playing Mr. Fantastic wasn't there, mm-hmm, like, with any of the actors. But, you know, whatever.
Again, you have to deal with, you play with the hand you're dealt with, you know?
Yeah, they had to, like, replace actors because of their availability and all that stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, Wakanda Forever has had a lot of weird setbacks, like not only just because the main actor passed away, it's also a pandemic being filmed movie. A lot of the one of the actors was like strictly anti-vax, so that caused bad PR at some point. I know it's been closed down at least once because of COVID, like crew member getting COVID. It's almost like the most cursed MCU movie.
Yeah. And apparently they're also trying to introduce Riri Williams in there while we're at it.
Oh, Ironheart?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the trail a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, so let's list off several dozen upcoming projects.
Oh, yeah, and now we come to Phase 5. Which,
yeah, so 2023 will be Phase 5, unless Monkeypox delays it by a year.
Oh, God, don't speak it into the world, friend.
I don't think anything's going to be closing movie theaters anymore. It's like, we can't do that again, literally.
No, that took out more than a few theater chains, and if it happens again, it may well be the end of, like, theater chains in the United States, well, in the period.
Okay, so, first movie in February, we have Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. They didn't show anything. Well, apparently they did show a scene at Comic-Con with it. It's not public, but they did release some artwork of Cassie in her superhero outfit. I forget her name. Stinger? Or, I forget what her name is. But, and they showed artwork of Kang.
Mm-hmm. Kang the Conqueror.
And apparently in this movie, Scott is kind of becoming a big deal, kind of a celebrity. Mm-hmm. And that's causing a rift between him and his daughter. How sad.
Well, apparently he made a podcast about the whole, you know, Infinity War thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was in Ms. Marvel. That's how everyone knows about Carol Danvers and all that, and like Thanos. And then next is, I think this goes, is a Secret Invasion, which is a...
No. I think next is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, if we're talking films.
I'm going in order. I think this goes up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. I'm looking at this list. So it doesn't matter if it's in order too much. But Secret Invasion, the Marvel Plus show. Tell me about Secret Invasion. What's that about?
Skrulls!
I think? Maybe? No, I don't know what...
It is about Skrulls.
It is about Skrulls, it is about Skrulls.
About a bunch of people we thought were real people, but turned out to be Skrulls. And it's like, oh, well, it's time to invade Earth. And then you know. But they might change it around, maybe. I don't know. Because Skrulls are the good guys now. But we'll see. So we'll see what happens.
We some are. This does star Samuel L. Jackson.
Jackson!
Whether it's as Talos or Nick Fury, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
That's a Disney Plus show. I think that's filming right now. People thought it might come out this year, but that was probably never going to happen.
No.
Then the long delayed Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Due to shenanigans.
Yeah, I guess that's the best way to put it, shenanigans.
But like, we got the Suicide Squad and
Peacemaker
out of it, so I think it balances out.
Yeah, if stuff didn't happen, it would have been delayed because of the pandemic anyway, but this would have been like during Black Widow and Shang-Chi and all that stuff, and now it's coming 2 years later. I think mentioned this before, like, I think when people, like, think of, like, tour directors, like, Taika Waititi is definitely a tour director, just like James Gunn. But James Gunn has more of a handle on, like, the heart of it all. And I think that's what people wanted Taika to be, kind of, you know, Like, you can be silly, but make sure you have the gut-wrenching stuff. Which, like, James Gunn definitely puts in his movies.
Yep.
And adjacent to that, we have the I Am Groot show and the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I Am Groot looks like it's going to be adorable.
Yeah. It's one of those shorts. Introduces Adam Warlock.
Yes!
Yeah, buddy.
I was the biggest Thanos fan before anybody knew who Thanos was. I have been shilling Adam Warlock for years too. Like, Cosmic Marvel is my shit. Like, I'm not even kidding. It is 100% absolutely the thing for me, and I love it. And so, like, whenever I see this stuff happening where we're getting these characters who weren't heard of before suddenly getting a bunch of love, and I'm like, I'm excited about it. Adam Warlock is
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
They announced that I don't know the actor's name, but he was in Peacemaker. And I forget the character's name, but he's the guy who created Rocket, and like all the other animal things.
Animals on Half World, yeah.
Yeah, so he's gonna be in it.
High Evolutionary, yeah, that's right.
The High Evolutionary.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And the talking dog's gonna be in there. Forget his name. Cosmo.
Cosmo. Cosmo the space dog.
Alright, so I'm really looking forward to that, because James Gunn has been, like, saying this is, like, the most heartfelt script he's ever written, so.
Oh, good.
Yep. After that is Echo, Disney Plus show. And if you're staying lane, who's Echo? Echo?
Watch Hawkeye.
She was in Hawkeye.
She was sort of the right-hand man of the right-hand woman of, a certain character.
Villains.
I forget her name in Hawkeye. But apparently that's filming too. Kingpin. They announced that Kingpin and Daredevil are going to be in it. Oh, Daredevil's going to be in She-Hulk too. She's in the trailer.
Yeah, he shows up in the trailer.
Beans. Then we've got Loki.
I kind of wonder what that show's going to be about, but we'll see.
I suspect it's going to be a revenge fueled swath across a lot of things.
Oh, we'll see. Yep, yeah, like you said, Loki season 2 next summer.
More Loki's, more Loki, more love. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Loki, one of the better MCU shows. So look forward to that. Don't know much about it. Okay, so here's what I'm most interested in. Because it's a sequel to not the best MCU movie. We have The Marvels, which is Miss Marvel 2.
But it's going to have Kamala.
Yeah. It's a sequel to both Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel.
And WandaVision.
And WandaVision, yeah, because it's going to have
Monica, is that her name?
Yeah, Monica Rambeau.
Apparently, from some reports, like, the tone is way different in this one. And you can kind of tell, by the way, like, the brief shots of Carol in, like, the after credits scenes, like, she's has a lot more energy to her performance and stuff like that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I know that actress has more energy in her than what we've seen from her on screen so far. It's just, I still don't know what the heck happened to that movie.
like behind the scenes.
Yeah, I would love to know what happened back behind the scenes on that movie.
I think they just made an average movie that didn't quite capture what Ms. Marvel was about. I don't know. Who knows? And this next one is a movie. I thought it was a TV show at first, but it is a movie. We're finally getting Blade.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
If Cosmic was Randy's jam, I've always loved me good at horror comics, and Blade has always been on the horror side of Marvel.
Well, what I really hope, and this is just me crossing my fingers, hoping that everything is everything I need it to be. I hope this eventually transitions to something like Marvel Knights. And I hope it does do well enough.
We have the Black Knight. We're gonna have Werewolf by Night.
You know, Moon Knight already.
Yeah.
That is if they want to continue making Moon Knight.
Is it called Marvel Knights because all the characters have Knight in their name?
No, because usually Punisher and Daredevil are usually affiliated with them too.
Yeah.
Black Knight was never a Marvel Knight, but anyway, like having supernatural shit happen is also like way up there in the list of things that's totally awesome to me. And so
I'm still sad about they canceled that Son of Satan
show.
So I don't think they announced this is going to be rated R or anything, but they did say that, you know, Deadpool 3 is going to be rated R, and Marvel Zombies is going to be rated MA.
Yep, TBMA.
Yep. Which is not on this list. They announced What If Season 2. That's coming and all that.
Oh, wait, they didn't cancel it. I just forgot it existed.
You nerd. I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, never mind. Roll that back. Apparently they did make... Apparently there was a TV show with Damon Hellstrom. I totally forgot it existed. I thought it didn't happen. Okay.
What show?
Hellstrom.
Oh, yeah, that came out.
Yeah, I forgot.
No one talked about it.
I totally forgot it existed. I thought it didn't happen. Apparently, now I see why people forgot about it. It's not had any good reviews. Okay, moving on.
Then we have the Disney Plus show for Ironheart, which will make her debut in Wakanda Forever.
What is this? How many? I guess she is kind of taking Peter Parker's place as the successor to Iron Man, since, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't want to spoil that he died in Endgame.
No, I'm still a bit bitter about how No Way Home kind of played that all off, but that's another story. I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, No Way Home handled Iron Man?
Like the whole, taking everything away from Spider-Man.
Oh, that must make Spider-Man great. This one he's
I don't know. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I've always had a thing with just Peter Parker being the,
Peter Parker's at his best when he's miserable.
Yeah, he's at his best, because when he's more human, when he's dealing with, relatable problems, that's, the best version of Peter Parker. He's not a super financially backed guy. He's an everyman. He struggles. He lives paycheck to paycheck, dude. That's how Peter Parker is.
Yeah, that's older
maybe
Peter
I'm
Parker.
Just, maybe I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm just feeling...
Oh, yeah, you want characters to be happy, but...
Yeah.
Where's the drama in that? Where's the character development? In Spider-Verse, the schlubby Peter Parker's the best because he just had his life just kind of took a crap on him. And that's how he grows. That's how he learns.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking at it wrong.
No, you're not, but I get what you're saying. But yeah, Ironheart, I don't know anything about this character. I don't think she's Wakandan in the comics, so that's kind of a change. But yeah, she's supposedly wears a suit. One thing that they announced before that isn't on this list is Armor Wars.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's
been
canned or delayed or what. Maybe they don't really need it anymore. Maybe later on we're going to talk about Thunderbolts.
As I said, they didn't mention a lot of things that we already know are coming out, so.
Yeah, but this is like, you know, a series, a full TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is another one that they said, oh, people like this character. They're making a show about Agatha from WandaVision. Agatha, the Coven of Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I like the previous name they had for it, House of Harkness. But, I mean, it's... I'm looking forward to it, because, you know...
Wonder if this will be sequel or prequel, or what this is going to be about.
I believe the answer you're looking for is yes.
Wolf, you think?
I say yeah. I have a feeling the answer is going to be yes.
What do you think the title thing is going to be, a riff on Agatha All Along? Or that's too out of place. I rewatched WandaVision before a couple months ago before Multiverse. That show is so good. And she's so good in it.
Yeah. Catherine Hahn is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So times. More of her is always a good thing.
Watch this behind the scene thing. It's like when she's like, yeah, they killed Sparky too. And he starts laughing. And she just like throws the fake dog into like the side of the house. And she's just like laughing.
Like it was. Yeah. Ham sandwich.
Yeah.
She was chewing the scenery and enjoying the taste of it.
Yeah, so. We have still more to go, guys.
There's a lot going on, folks.
Return of Daredevil. Daredevil Born Again.
Yeah!
Heck yeah.
Yeah, with Charlie Cox!
Yep.
Heck yeah.
Mr. D'Onofrio! Yeah! Yes.
Apparently those Netflix shows are, like, within a weird sort of continuity. We'll see how much we'll have to find out.
I believe the phrase if it doesn't contradict the movies or the new TV shows, it's canon.
Yeah.
Is it canon or is it Legends?
It's Legends.
Oh.
Well, it's more canon than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, it is. It is, Dustin.
Legends. Although I did hear that the actress who played Sky, I think, is in Secret Invasion.
I mean, she has suddenly had her schedule freed up since I don't think she's involved with that Powerpuff Girls live action show.
Yeah,
thank God, because
Chloe Bennett, I think her name is. I think I heard that she is in Secret Invasion.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting.
You know, obviously, if they're bringing her back, she's going to be the character from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. more than likely. Oh, what if they get like? What if it's secretly like an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show where they bring back like May and Coulson and all that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the more Clark Gregg we get, the better, you know?
Because I do like the characters on that show. It's just the show itself got kind of iffy, in my opinion. I know you really like it, Dustin.
I will say, there were parts of that show where I almost gave up on it. But I think it came around in the end.
Also considering that...
If you do watch it, just power through that first half of season one. If you can get through that, you'll get through the rest of the series, because it picks up about halfway through season one and doesn't ever get as bad. I don't know, maybe season four.
You know, Ming-Na is in, like, Star Wars shows, so she's been working with Disney, so if she shows up as May, that'll be cool. But anyway, Daredevil.
Good Born stuff.
Again. Is Born Again, like, a comic arc?
No, it's a. I think it's more of a reference to the fact that he's Catholic.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. I fight for Christ now.
He always did. That was yeah. the thing. Well, no, it was more like it was because his Catholicism. I don't know if you know much about it.
I watched the show.
Well, yeah, I was going to say Catholicism is a lot about being real upset at yourself for making mistakes. And so, like, you know, he does, like, he gets torn between his sense of justice and his sense of faith. Because yeah. he feels like he needs to be doing something, but, like...
That's a big part of the show, too. Like, yeah. he's always in confessional. He's always gonna, like, I'm getting advice from, like, priests and stuff about mm-hmm. what he should do.
Yes, is there a story arc called Born Again?
Yeah, it's actually... Oh, if it's what I think it is, it's gonna... Oh, this is gonna be interesting.
Oh, good. Okay.
This is cool. gonna be... Yeah, this is gonna... If you don't want me to say anything more... actually, the thing is, they already kind of covered Born Again since that was season 3 of Daredevil. Yeah,
he was born again mm-hmm. in that show. Not literally.
Next. Anyway,
so let's go. That's kind of weird. Maybe they're just doing a complete rehash. Who knows?
Drop the clip, Dustin. We got to put another one in. Let's go.
You have Captain America.
Yeah. New World Order. Let's go.
Captain America, New World Order.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I like Sam Wilson a lot. So
we're going to see. So wait, is Kevin Nash going to show up?
With Hulk Hogan? with Hulk Hogan? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just becomes a wrestler.
Anyway. I'm sorry, I had to make the reference.
New World Order, almost like there's a flag smasher involved.
Oh, wait, we already had that.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, can I do that on a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah, we don't know much about this movie. Obviously, Sam Wilson is going to be Captain America.
There are going to be a lot of racists who are really upset about all this.
No, as long as they don't mention the fact he's black, then it's all fine.
Oh, that'll be it. Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah.
If they don't just take his race out of it entirely, like they did not in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling it's going to come up.
Yeah, so we don't know much about this movie, or do we? I don't know.
Maybe.
No, we don't. We don't know anything about this movie.
And this, I think this is a new announcement. It wasn't officially announced before. And it is a movie, Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this might be what some of the other shows have been leading up to with, like the new Black Widow and,
US
John
Agent.
Walker, yeah, US Agent and some other people. Unfortunately, the actor who played, Ross passed away. Apparently, he was kind of problematic. People were starting to say after he passed away. So, but he might. They may just have CG William Hurt as Red Hulk in this. Who knows?
They could. Or they could just. You got to remember, the Thunderbolts actually got their start with Baron Zemo. So.
Yep. Yep.
They could bring him back.
He's a fantastic Baron Zemo, let me tell you.
Yeah,
especially when they let him do the thing that he needs to do and not have him act like a schemer. I like it.
Yeah, we need
dancing in nightclubs.
Mm-hmm.
I would very much like to see more of that.
So, are they, like, if Baron Zemo made it, like, what are they? Are they anti?
Yep.
Okay, so they're
reformed villains.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think that's what Valentino is like leading up to making her own team.
Yeah.
And I think it's gonna be the Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Dealing with light. I mean, we've already got some pretty good. I mean, they could bring in Taskmaster. They could bring in
a real Taskmaster, a real one, not the one we got in Black Widow.
I know you like, how I you don't feel,
even,
but
I don't
I have
even
a...
mind. I don't even mind that they gender swapped him. I don't care about that. What I do care about is what matters to the character. Like, they did X-Men Origins him. They did. Half of what makes Taskmaster cool, not just the fact that he takes your powers, but he makes you feel like an idiot when you're fighting him. Like, he talks the whole time. That's, like, one of his major things. And they took it away. And, like, they just made him a speechless assassin who had abilities that were similar to the ones in the comics. If we just have a Tony Masters coming in and being like, "Oh, hey, how you doing? Y'all suck at what you're doing. I'm gonna fight everybody in this room with their own moves.
Hey, maybe during her time of being freed, maybe she developed a personality. Maybe she has sass.
Not that personality. Well, she is like brain dead, isn't she? Like, that's why she has the
yeah, in her head. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and like, go back to that movie. It's like, they didn't even do the copying powers very well. They had like one kind of cool fight scene involving it, and then the rest was didn't take advantage of it.
I was going to say, there were a lot of moments where Taskmaster did do stuff other heroes were shown to do. Like, he
very
and,
briefly.
And, well, I was going to say there's a lot of comparison shots when Taskmaster's fighting with the shield, does a lot of Captain America stuff. When Taskmaster's fighting with claws, does very Black Panther stuff. The accuracy with the bow that, you know, with Hawkeye, you know, Hawkeye's aim and then doing the 3-point landing like Black Widow in that one major scene and everything like they could have done it. There's a lot of great things you can do with a character like Taskmaster. And like, and it's not even just mimicking powers. He mimics most things people can do well. Like, he, just because he watched how somebody figured out a specific kind of complex math problem or something like that, he understands it. And he can do that level of math if he's seen somebody else do it and, like, show him how to do it once. And he'll be like, "Oh, okay, so then when you do this, they carry the 5, and then you..." And, like, and he knows how to do it. Like, it's insane. Like, his powers are really cool, but they just... You just slapped a button that is very relevant to me because I absolutely love the Taskmaster.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to set
no,
you
I
off.
I just I no no that was one of my major gripes with Black
Widow. I don't think they ever call her fine. Taskmaster, so I they know, could technically
looks like yeah they could and we could get Tony Masters and he'd come in, he'd be like, "Oh, hey, you all suck at fighting. Let me show you why," and then beats the shit out of everybody.
Okay. So we're almost done here. I think the finale of Phase 4 is Phase 5 is going to be Fantastic Four.
Mm. They also just announced the title for the next two Avengers movies.
Oh, yeah. I have those here.
Yeah.
He's got them.
Hey, don't worry. I got you, boo.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of blank spaces because there's stuff we haven't heard about yet.
Yeah.
But according to this, the two Avenger movies going to happen in the same year. Unless this is a really blurry picture and that says 2006 or 26 and not 2025. But Avengers, the Kang Dynasty, which just rolls off the tongue. Mm-hmm. And then followed up by Avengers Secret Wars.
Oh boy, that's going to be interesting.
From what I learned through all my Doctor Strange videos I watched, is when the multiverses start colliding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the big... That's going to be the end game.
Or Secret Wars 2. The original Secret Wars.
Well, no, you know,
not Secret Wars 2, but like the brand new version of Secret Wars. Oh my god, how many... I have literally lost count how many Secret Wars... Like, how many Secret Wars...
Not so secret there. Anymore, are you?
Yeah, everyone knows it. Nice job, idiot.
Hey, does that mean we're actually getting Beyonder as well?
Sure. I don't know if we'd get Beyonder. I don't know if, like, because even in comics, Beyonder is weird, and like, I don't know how they'd be able to reasonably get a mass market to go, "Oh yeah, that's reasonable." Like, Because, you know, a lot of audiences, I kind of have to accept that there is this level of disbelief suspension that your average movie-going audience is going to be cool with. And I really feel like The Beyonder might tip that a little too much to get them to... Because, like, even with, like, we played with Eternity in Love and Thunder, and people, like, you know, there are a lot of people who are really critical about Love and Thunder, about how vapid that is. And I'm like, but it's a cosmic being! And, like, you know, I think that might be too high a concept. Like, you know, H.P. Lovecraft was onto some shit when he was talking about unfathomable darkness that humanity cannot comprehend. You would be shocked at how little people can comprehend.
Yeah, the problem is it had a bit of a racism chaser.
That wasn't the point I was trying to make, but yes. What I meant is that
I know, but
some people's ability to comprehend something is vastly different than someone else's. And it's weird that people will be fine reading in a book, but when you start putting that on a movie screen and it's their first introduction to it, they'll get weird about it. So
we are getting a Fantastic Four movie.
I mean, we didn't get a Cosmic Turtle in the It movies because that's just too damn weird.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a couple of things in Stephen King movies that Stephen King novels that I don't think would fit in movies.
I was his friend. We looked through Twitter, and apparently there's a Funko Pop of Ironheart's suit, which is like very like a bunch of junk scrapped together look to it. So
that's cool. I like that.
But yeah, Secret Wars, multiverse stuff, and a bunch of empty spaces. They said, like, X-Men are definitely in the cards, and they definitely started, like, you know, putting the da-da-da-da-da-da in, like, whatever mutant stuff is mentioned.
Yeah,
and especially in Ms. Marvel. Like, when he mentions her genetics and the little jingle, and I'm like, huh? that was my response to that scene right there.
So part of me thinks where they might like do some mutant stuff. I don't think like the big X-Men movie is coming until after all this.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. I think there kind of has to be another Doctor Strange somewhere in here.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, like who knows? I know they said Thor will return, but according to the actor and the director, they haven't even been asked about it, so we don't know if there's going to be another Thor movie.
Yeah, true facts.
So, anyway, those are the movies and the shows.
Yeah. No, there's also some non-MCU stuff coming out, like, you know, the X-Men 97.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of
That Spider-Man show that's coming out
freshman year. I liked when I saw a tweet. It was like, it's like first images of the of X-Men 97's like artwork. And I was like, oh, it's the 90s X-Men looking exactly like they did. That's nice to know.
Yeah. So nobody could get mad, and if you get mad, you're stupid.
And they're like. Yeah. And they're like, why is Magneto in charge? And I'm like, did you not tell me you didn't watch the original, the X-Men's cartoon back in the 90s without telling me?
You didn't watch the, yeah.
Yeah, the Spider-Man show apparently is doing Norman Osborn and like a bunch of like, you know, like the Scorpion and Rhino and all that stuff, which makes me wonder if this is in MCU continuity.
We'll see.
Because like it seems like there wasn't any of that stuff when he first started out Spider-Man.
It's an interesting time to be a Marvel fan.
Well, it's a great time to be a Marvel
fan. It is. Honestly, it's not a bad time for speculative fiction in general. I mean, we've got a whole bunch of stuff with Marvel coming down the pipe. Star Trek has been knocking it out of the park lately. I'm starting to get off track, but you get what I'm saying. It's a good time to be a nerd, man.
here's kind of the question I asked before after I listed off all these things. And now more than ever, are there too many Marvel things? Is there too much to keep track of? Does the average fan that's not us, like, feel overwhelmed by watching all these sometimes only okay shows and okay movies? Like, what do you think?
I do think that they're Thor Love and Thunder did a really good thing at the very beginning where it recapped what happened, the major stuff.
Yeah.
Because we're at that point where that may be necessary. You know, we are at that point where we're going to have to start seeing old footage show up in newer movies where that's relevant, or having plot points that point back to the older movies while they have to reintroduce it as a new plot point. But they had to treat it like, you know, this is legend. And I feel like we're about that far along. And, like, the thing is that I don't think this is that bad. Like, it's really not that bad. I mean, like, Marvel doing this is, like, and it's really funny. But professional wrestling is like this. Professional wrestling is a continuous show that keeps going on and on and on and on and on. With stories that keep happening and concurrent stories that keep happening and things like that. And let me tell you, professional wrestling's been around for over 100 years.
Yeah.
You know, and people still don't get sick of it because it is what it is, what it is. Will it go into a lull? Sure. Yeah, of course. All things do. Will it get a crazy resurgence one day? Maybe, probably. Will it get so cynical to the point where we have to make a really, really awesome, groundbreaking comic to respond to all the cynicism that I hope one day gets adapted into a fantastic film? Absolutely. I would love Kingdom Come. I mean, why can't we have Kingdom Come? It's all I've ever wanted! But anyway.
Because we can't have nice things.
The point is, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I do think that we are really deep in this thing, but I do think that we'll find a way to get back to normal and continue with stories that are new stories that you don't have to go back and watch the Infinity Saga to understand what's going on in the current saga. That the farthest back they're going to reference is Shang-Chi, or the furthest thing back they'll reference is
WandaVision.
Not even WandaVision, but like Doctor Strange the Multiverse of Madness for America Chavez, WandaVision, yeah, because we're kids, or like
Falcon Winter Soldier,
exactly. Like they're only going to reach back that far to force references to move forward. Yeah. So you don't have to watch the whole thing to understand what's going on. You just have to watch these little things.
But what it seems like, also, sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
Like Loki season 2, I was obviously going to deal with the Kang variants, but I don't think it's going to be the same Kang as in Quantumania.
Yeah.
And so, like, and I think Quantumania is going to introduce, like, the Kang that's going to be in, like, the big bad guy in this multiverse, and then, you know, maybe references to Loki and stuff a little later on, but yeah, for the most part, they're kind of separated, but also, like, this Thunderbolts movie is probably going to feature a lot of, like, U.S. agents and other things from the TV shows, and that's a movie, so...
And it's just a TV show, and thankfully that when you really sit down and watch them all one right after another, these shows aren't really that long. They're really not.
No.
It's not like going through, and it's definitely not as bad as, or it's definitely not as bad as going through like 8 movies to understand what's going on, you know? Because, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Some people think Hawkeye should have been a movie.
It could have fit in.
Could have been.
Like, it's one of those little things that I had a lot of fun with, but at the end of it, I was like, Kate Bishop is awesome, but do we really kind of need that, like, story to be told? I'm not sure. But if it was a 2-hour movie, it was like a little easier to digest sometimes.
But there is one pressing question that was never answered by anyone. Where does Morbius fit in the MCU?
It doesn't. Get out of here with that. You're about to make me more dust.
Wait, I'm zooming in. I'm zooming in to phase six. Really small. There it is, Morbius. Avengers, it's Morbin time. It's coming.
I'm gonna Morb!
Coming. It doesn't even have a date. It just says Morbin.
Oh. We're
all Morbin.
Oh,
and just to briefly say, they released a Shazam 2 trailer, and that looks good.
Yeah, that to give some counterbalance to the esteemed rivals.
Mm, yeah.
The distinguished competition. Excuse me.
Well, they didn't show up any Flash movie footage, and I wonder if that's because they're trying to distance themselves from the actor for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who as of the recording of this episode, they still don't know where he is.
They don't know where they are, but
they are.
Excuse
me, my apologies.
It's fine. It's okay. But yeah, no, they like the producers over at WB are like, why do we keep hiring these people?
Like Ezra Miller.
Well, it's not just Ezra Miller, it's like Amber Heard too. Like, why do we keep hiring these extremely problematic people?
Even though it's like, turns out it wasn't as kind of as bad as we thought, like a Johnny Depp in the Harry Potter in the Fantastic Beasts movies. And Ezra Miller's in that too. And like, is this just a rumor or are they recasting him? Like, they're redoing the scenes with Amber Heard? In Aquaman 2.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Again,
at first I heard it's like she wasn't even in the movie that much in the first place, mm-hmm. and then they edited it down even more, and now I heard that it might be just refilming the scenes with her to be other enough.
Yeah, to just be different because they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna walk away from this.
Yeah, because. Yeah, like with Ezra Miller when the Flash movie comes out, like he's the star, and he is a criminal now. So like, how are they going to promote that movie?
Yeah,
like, don't acknowledge the Flash in the Flash.
Yeah, what they're going to have to do is just be like, oh, okay, you know what? We've sank bigger ships. We cut Ezra Miller out of everything, and then we just film a new one with a new Flash, with a new everything, so that we have nothing to do with that lunatic and all the problems that they come with, like everything.
As I said, I think someone mentioned this, the best way they could do this is, you know, have him run off screen at the end of the movie and then have him come back and he looks different.
I almost guarantee there's going to be a scene like that.
Yeah, and where it's like, oh, whoa! Wow, you went through crazy different timelines and you don't even look like the same guy anymore! man. In a perfect world, and then the new Flash, I hope they cast a literal ray of human sunshine and that there are no problems that come with this new Barry Allen. And
you know who they should get?
Just Grant make a Wally West. Get a Wally West. Like Barry Allen's out. Barry Allen's old news. Get a Wally West. We're going.
They could just bring in Grant Gustin from the TV show.
Oh, let that man rest.
But let him. Yeah, let that.
Was Flash even any good in like Justice League? It's like I don't even know if people. Well, although
yeah.
When he entered the Speed Force, the most cheer-worthy moment.
Yeah.
So is this version of the Flash even, like, good? Like, I know it's kind of split in the Justice League movies, depending on what director is directing him, I guess. Anyway, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, there is one very important thing I need to bring up, and it's very important that we talk about this.
Yes.
I feel like it's very crucial to my personality that we bring up a very important matter that... Anyway.
Take your mind.
is that Storm Collectibles has a prototype of Morgan Ansland from Darkstalkers, and they're gonna release it, and it's gonna be $130, and of course I'm gonna buy it because I have people need to play more Darkstalkers games. But that's just very important.
Darkstalkers there. Games available in the Capcom Fighting Collection and Capcom Arcade Volume 2. I think they're going. So yeah. Go play Darkstalkers. Good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to bring that was revealed at Comic-Con, so I thought you know, we're talking about Comic-Con stuff and I'm just over here like, "Oh man. That's Storm Collectibles."
Apparently Morgan they just announced that there's different. Wait, is this a joke? I'm trying to see if this is a joke. I think they just announced a Star Trek Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks crossover.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be an episode of Strange New Worlds where the voice actors play their characters from Lower Decks.
Yeah.
Let's see how they do that.
I'm genuinely curious as to how it works.
Strange New Worlds was really good, by the way.
No, seriously, Strange New Worlds is the best Trek has been. In a very long time.
Yeah, and Lower Decks, I think, is excellent, too.
Yeah. I mean, I have tried to watch Discovery so many times.
It gets better, but Strange New World blows it out of the water, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Strange New Worlds is what I've been wanting from Trek since the end of Voyager.
You know, you guys talking about Star Trek makes me want to play No Man's Sky.
Talk about a game that... Okay.
We are ending the podcast.
I was going to say this. Yeah, we're going to cut this. Hold on. We got to get out of here.
We got to get out of here.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me to talk about the MCU. And,
always.
Even though we hate it, we're going to keep watching it. We're going to hate watch it.
I love it, though. Shut up.
I love it, though. I love the MCU.
Joey, I'm going to get into a fight with you now. That's right. I still need to fight you from the other
Thor's too, of the Thor's too funny, and there's not enough gay stuff in it.
Oh!
All right, see you guys later. Bye-bye. Later on.